At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Okay, we just talked about the NBA and the Thunder last night. There's a couple things. One, MVP. Jokic remains the favorite. Nikola Jokic. By the way, the Nuggets knocking at the door for that number one seed right now. Jokic minus 155. Shea plus 230. It's going to be tough for Shea. Boy, Shea keeps scoring 30 a game. They end up the number one seed. Is this as simple as who ends up with the number one seed?
Probably.
Let me guess. It's a team award.
Probably. I don't know even if it needs to be that. I think it's just whichever. I think it should be whichever team probably ends up beating out the other. Like, you know, if the Timberwolves grab the one seed.
Yeah. The only reason, for those who didn't really understand what I was saying there, the reason, because I was ranting last week and the week before. Well, not the week before because I was on vacation, but last week about how no one, about when Defensive Player of the Year, full disclosure, I have Wembanyama to win Defensive Player of the Year, that forget the fact that Rudy Gobert is this massive favorite, which is clearly a team award, right? Because they're giving it to him because he's the best defensive player on what's clearly the best defensive team. No one's even willing to have the conversation. Forget even changing the market. No one's even willing to have the conversation about the fact that Wembanyama is actually destroying him on individual defensive stats while playing less. Looky here. Wembanyama down to 7-1 now. Defensive Player of the Year. And that on the heels of a performance by Wemby last night. May I call him Wemby? Where he
had BFFs, yeah.
10 defensive boards, 12 total, 6 blocks.
He's awesome.
Another steal. And oh, by the way, 31 points in a Spurs win as they held the Pacers to 105, Kelly.
Yep. He's incredible. I'm not against you. Wembanyama, if he wins this award, it will be a historic win because guys don't typically win this award when the team defenses are that bad. Or is he playing absolutely incredible? Of course he is. I mean, his stats, the only reason he's that short are because his stats are that mind-blowingly impressive.
Most improved is going to be fascinating because your guy Tyrese Maxey minus 650, great performance last night.
So hold on, Tyrese. Those were, I mean, we hit on the one game. I mean, one of the big games yesterday, Gil, but like there were a lot of bad L's in the NBA yesterday. Mavericks losing that game at home to the 76ers, bad loss for Dallas. Well, Warriors, I'm not even going to go there. That was
bad spot for the Warriors.
That was a 52-point win by the Celtics, and they can't even, I'm not even going to include them in the conversation of worst loss yesterday.
But the Warriors don't care about that spot.
They were on the road. Right. It was a brutal spot. Timberwolves lose at home to the Clippers. That's a bad loss.
Timberwolves at the end of that game, so bad.
Yes, so bad. And doesn't inspire you much for going.
Because you immediately project to the postseason. You're like, they have no answers in clutch time.
I mean, Cavs were without Donovan Mitchell, but still, Knicks come in there. They're beat up as hell.
How many people bet the Cavs in game when Jalen Brunson went down in that, and then still took it on the chin?
Yeah, good call. I was sitting here doing a show. I didn't even know when he went down. I didn't realize he went down that early. It was literally the first play of the game, right?
The injury looked awful.
Yeah.
But they say, by and large, he's going to be okay.
And then, Spurs Pacers. That's a terrible loss by the Pacers.
About the number one seed now. You betting here?
Man,
Number one seed, Western Conference, the Nuggets. Again, the Nuggets, just a half game, along with the T-Wolves, just a half game behind the Thunder at the quarter pole here of the NBA season. They're plus 125, are the reigning champion Denver Nuggets. The Thunder, plus 175 to get the number one seed. T-Wolves are plus 450. The Clippers, who are two games behind the Thunder in the loss column, they are, pardon me, they are 8-1. And if you look at the remaining strength of schedule, it's really kind of a negligible difference between all of them, with the Clippers slightly more difficult in terms of your aggregate remaining aggregate opponent's win percentage. That's how we cull the remaining strength of schedule here. Is there a bet for you, sir?
Well, it would be Thunder or Timberwolves. It would be for me. The this is interesting. I wanted to make sure I marked the upcoming schedules because
smart of you.
Well, I think there's a possibility where you could grab up some plus prices here on, you know, maybe two teams if you isolate two. And the two I would probably be looking at are the Thunder and the Wolves. I think this is one. The first thing I'll start off with, Gil, like if you're shopping, this is a shop around thing, and I was just noticing this at DraftKings today. If you were going to bet the Nuggets here, I would just bet Nuggets in the Northwest Division where they're plus 120. Now, it's 5 cents less, but you take the Clippers out of the equation. So then it's Nuggets, Thunder, Timberwolves. So I would do that if I was looking to bet the Nuggets. Thunder and Timberwolves, I'd probably bet in this market, not in the divisional market. But, you know, this is going to swing massively after one big win, one big loss. So the upcoming schedules could play in big here.
So I'm glad you put this up because in the Nuggets case, and I know they're home games, but
they're tough.
If you thought that they were going to lose to both Phoenix and Boston, let's just say you did, then you wait and you bet them after that, right?
Correct.
That's the strategery there.
Which I think I'd be doing that anyways, just of the quality of opponent. I mean, they're going to be favorites in both of those games, but like just quality of opponent. Boston's going to be close to a pick-em probably. The quality of the opponent, you just wait if you're there. If you're Thunder, Timberwolves, I mean, if you're Timberwolves, you're getting in now. With that, I mean, you got Portland on deck.
Yep.
And then it's going to get a little tougher. So if you like them, you're getting in now. Thunder, depends how you feel about the game tonight, but you're talking about Portland, Miami, Memphis right after that. I think if you like the Thunder, if you like them tonight, you got to get in now. So that plus 175, I think it's them who ends up number one, Gil. I wouldn't mind a bet on the Timberwolves if you're out there, though, because I think yesterday, even watching that Clippers game, it was a bad loss for them. But what did we just talk about at the end of the game? This one, every improvement they can make in the seeding is going to be massive for them. And as many games as they can get at home, they need badly in the playoffs. So I really don't think there's going to be, now that we've seen much of it anyways, but I don't really think you're going to see many of these guys resting or anything like that. And I keep bringing this up. I'm not saying that they're definitely going to rest Nikola Jokic, but at some point, it's just, you know, if anything comes up with him or Jamal Murray or, you know, Jamal Murray tweaks an ankle or something like that, it's going to be sit down for a couple weeks. Like, we need you when the playoffs get here. We don't need you for the rest of the regular season.
Can I go back to most improved again? Because I know you got the Maxi tickets.
Yeah.
Will you at least concede this? Maxie's minus 650. Kobe White, I have no idea why Kobe White's in here. I really don't. Like, I just can't get behind the Kobe White thing. 10-1. Jalen Williams is now...
He's incredible.
Well, it's 13-1. It was 16-1 this morning. Kuminga a little further back at 25-1. You would concede that the Maxie at minus 650 to Jalen Williams, or again, as Doris Burke loved to say last night a million times, J-Dub. 13-1. You would concede that is way mispriced, right? Like, there's no way it should be that big of a chasm.
It's mispriced. I don't know if it's way mispriced.
It's way mispriced. Put their stats back next to each other. In fact, Michael Montesano will do it later on the show. It's way mispriced.
Okay.
I'm not saying you're not going to win.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, 13-1 on Jalen Williams doing that?
I think we're now... I only say I don't think it's massively mispriced because the point of which we're in the season. We are running out of runway here for these guys to make a case.
We're not quite there, but I would agree with you 5, 6, 7 games.
I mean, Jalen Williams wasn't even posted at most sports books like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, postage mosted. I'm just giving you the facts. We'll go through his numbers versus Maxi a little later on the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull him up right now.
You should still be the favorite. I get it, but I'm just saying. Like, some of these are still. And that's why I said about Wembanyama with Defensive Player of the Year. No one was even willing to have the conversation with me about it.
Yeah.
Now he's 7-1 to win Defensive Player of the Year. There is still enough runway. We're not yet there. But you'll be right about 6, 7 games from now that we won't have enough runway. But we're still a quarter of the season to go.
I think six man are making a bet.
Ooh.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.